You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another episode of Tiffany's Take, where I answer your money questions. If you want your question answered on the podcast, go to www.moneytalkwitht.com/xTiffany, and I'll be happy to answer for you. So the question today is, how much should I save each month for retirement? Now, this question is very popular because people are like, how do I know? Like, what do I need to think about when it comes to how much to save? What is the best way to save? How much, you know, all these different questions come up because it's so far away for most of my listeners that you're like, is $20 enough? Is $30 enough? You know, what am I supposed to be doing right now? So that way I can set myself up. So instead of answering that question directly, because it depends on a lot of different factors, I'm just going to give you some things to think about when you're trying to calculate how much that should be. So the first thing to think about is, what age do you plan to retire? Do you plan to retire at 65, 75, 32? Who knows? You know, you want to see what your trajectory looks like. How long do you have to make this money last? And when you're thinking about what age to retire, keep in mind that once you retire, your income is going to stop. So you need to make sure that it's an amount that can get you through to the time you die once you start investing and saving. So take that into consideration when you're thinking about what age you plan to retire. If you plan to retire at 65, and let's say the average life expectancy is like 90, you have to make sure that your money lasts between 65 and 90 as far as your retirement planning. So, of course, the later you wait to retire, the less amount of money you may need. But also, you want to think about, well, if you wait too long, will you be able to enjoy it? So that's something completely up to you, but something you need to think about. Next, you want to look at how much income you will need each year to maintain your desired lifestyle in retirement. So what is your lifestyle going to look like in retirement? You know, are you going to be one of the people that wants to go, 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 go? So you traveling everywhere, going places that you haven't been before? Or are you the type of person where you're going to be like, well, retirement's here. Now it's time for me to chill. Like, I don't want to be on the go anymore. And so maybe your lifestyle's not as expensive. You have to figure that out for yourself, but it's just something that you should think about when looking at retirement planning. How much income are you going to need each year to maintain that desired lifestyle? So think about what you want that lifestyle to look like. Is it going to look like how you live now? Is it going to look more extravagant? Is it going to look less? You know, just kind of think about that. Number three, what are your expected sources of retirement income? You know, do you have pensions available? I know in this day and age, you know, that's a rarity if you do have a pension. So if you had a job with a pension, you might want to keep it. But do you have pensions? Do you have annuities? Have you considered Social Security? And to find out how much Social Security benefits you'll be eligible for when you retire, you can go to ssa.gov and you can create an account and log in, and they can actually tell you approximately how much you would get in retirement. And you can, they have sliders for, you know, what age you plan to retire and things like that. And it's based on your previous income that you've earned over the years. So that's another thing to think about too. What are your expected sources of income? So that way you know what's guaranteed or what's, you know, quote unquote guaranteed. I'm doing air quotes. And then how much you need to do on your own. Then you need to think about number four, how much risk can you tolerate with your investments? So if you have a long planning horizon, then you can probably tolerate quite a bit of risk because the market's going to go up and down. That's just how it does over the time. But the longer you have in the market, the less of a impact it makes on your investments. So you want to look at how much risk you can tolerate. If you have a short time frame, like you're almost at the age you want to retire, then of course you can't tolerate as much risk as someone that's younger or has a longer time. So just keep that in mind. Number five, do you plan to keep working at part-time after retiring. So a lot of people, even though they can afford to retire, they're like, I really don't want to stop working. So they pick up part-time jobs. And there's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, I think that might be what I do, because a body in motion stays in motion, right? And so that's another good example is my grandpa. He retired from the post office, but he's been working full-time and part-time jobs since he retired, you know? So just think about, do you plan to keep working part-time after retiring? Because if so, then you might not need as much money saved, because you'll still have income coming in. Another thing to think about is what kind of taxes might apply to your retirement savings. Do you have, traditional 401ks and IRAs where they'll be taxed heavily once you retire? Or do you have Roths where you've already been taxed on that money, so you won't get taxed again, you know? So just think about what your makeup of retirement accounts is and what kind of taxes might apply to those retirement savings. Leading into that, will you use tax deferral strategies such as 401ks or Roth IRAs for retirement planning? So that kind of goes into number six, but also taking it a step further, are you going to do, for instance, backdoor Roths, where you had your money all in a 401k, now you want to go into a Roth, and now you need to go ahead and take that hit while you're working in order to roll the money in a Roth, so you won't have to do like your required minimum distributions and stuff like that. So I know I'm talking a lot, and it's a lot of stuff that's probably going over your head, because it's very complicated sometimes. But just think about, are there tax deferral strategies that you'll be using leading up to retirement, and factor that into your retirement planning as well, and how much to save. Then also, last but not least, you want to make sure you take into consideration any other expenses such as healthcare costs. So when you're budgeting for retirement, do keep in mind that you will have, so the only healthcare coverage that you might have is Medicare, right? Now, Medicare is good, but it's not great. Like, it's not going to cover everything. So you want to make sure that you take into consideration what type of healthcare costs you may need. As we get older, our health is going to decline. That's a fact. Like, I've seen people get healthier as they get older, but eventually their health is going to decline too. It's just a matter of life, right? And so, as you might imagine, your healthcare costs are going to be more expensive as you age. So you want to make sure you take that into consideration. Also, take into consideration long-term care costs. So, you know, when you get older, when you retire, are you going to need to go to a retirement facility, or are you going to need long-term care? Like, who knows? So you want to make sure that you take those expenses into consideration as well. And I will tell you, long-term care is very, very expensive. Even if you're in the crappiest of nursing homes, it's expensive. So you want to make sure that you take that into consideration too when you're thinking about how much to save for retirement now. So hopefully those questions kind of get you thinking on, you know, what you need to think about as far as your retirement planning. And then you can kind of narrow down how much you should be saving now in order to make those goals a reality. Now, if you need help to calculate this type of stuff, you can always reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to give you an estimate, but also reach out to a financial advisor. If you aren't the person to DIY your investments, then reach out to a financial advisor that can kind of, model these things out for you and tell you how much you need to be saving and what that looks like. So you have options, but these are things that financial advisors, financial counselors, and you should be taking into consideration when thinking about how much to save each month and for retirement now. So hopefully that answered your question. And I look forward to seeing you all on another episode of Tiffany's Take. You can get your question submitted at www.moneytalkwitht.com/Tiffany. Ask Tiffany. I'm sorry. www.moneytalkwitht.com. moneytalkwithtea.com/ask Tiffany, and I'll be more than happy to answer for you. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwithtea.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at Money Talk with T. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.